AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel's prime minister is vowing retaliation against Hezbollah after a weekend rocket attack from Lebanon killed 12 children. Sagar Magani has details.
Standing near the soccer field where the children died, Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel cannot overlook the attack and its response will come. In an unusual move, Hezbollah denied any role in the strike. The group and Israel have been exchanging fire almost daily since October, amid fears the weekend strike will turn that into an all-out war.
There's no reason, in our view, that this has to lead to some dramatic escalation.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says there's still time for diplomacy. And while Israel has every right to respond to the attack, he says the U.S. is urging restraint. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, the Israeli military is holding 9 soldiers for questioning following allegations of abuse of a Palestinian prisoner. Thousands have been demonstrating across Venezuela following an election authorities loyal to the ruling party handed to President Nicolas Maduro. The opposition candidate says his campaign has proof he won, and foreign governments have questioned the result. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have serious concerns that the result announced does not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people.
Karen Sharma says news of North Korea's leader.
South Korea's spy agency told lawmakers that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un appears to have obesity-related health problems, such as high blood pressure and diabetes. It added that Kim's officials are looking for new medicines abroad to treat them.
And sources tell AP North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper has opted not to be a candidate in Vice President Kamala Harris's search for a running mate, in part because of concerns his Republican lieutenant governor would assume control when he travels out of state. This is AP News. The U.S. Geological Survey says earthquakes hitting West Texas are likely caused by oil and gas activity.
There have been more than 50 earthquakes with a magnitude of 3.0 or larger in a years-long sequence that began in 2021, with the largest quake occurring Friday, a magnitude 5.1, in the most active area in the country for quakes, potentially induced by oil and gas activities. Emergency officials in the city of Snyder say the recent tremors have damaged homes, infrastructure, utility lines, and other property, weakening foundations and cracking walls. In Oklahoma, a large increase in quakes more than a decade ago led state regulators to place restrictions on the disposal of wastewater from oil and gas extraction. Since then, officials say the number of quakes in Oklahoma began to decline dramatically. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.